Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano visited Staten Island yesterday for the second time since Hurricane Sandy struck, killing more than 20 Staten Islanders and leaving thousands living in damaged, darkened homes or seeking spaces in shelters. Napolitano toured the hard-hit Midland Beach section of the island with Staten Island Borough President James Molinaro, then addressed reporters in a late afternoon news conference. WBAI's Jose Santiago was there and files this report.
A lot of progress has been made since the storm. In fact, much since the last, I was here, what, about 10 days ago. And it almost seems like a different place. You can really tell the difference.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano presenting a rosy picture of what has been accomplished since her last visit to Staten Island on November 2nd. Standing outside a tent through which hundreds of hurricane victims have passed, picking up donated blankets, food, and other relief supplies, the secretary said that some 16,000 federal employees have been deployed to the New York, New Jersey area, helping people sign up for FEMA assistance and helping a cleanup that has generated mountains of debris in several locations across the island.
We have removed, by we, I mean the Army Corps of Engineers, have removed 2.5 million pounds of debris from Sandy, and there's still more debris removal going on. So cleanup, debris removal, power restoration, getting the gas moving, working with people on their immediate needs, and then on long-term housing. That is the progression of how we're dealing with response and then moving into recovery. I think now the number one issue as we move forward is the housing. Now finally identifying those houses susceptible to quick repair and then helping people get those quick repairs so they can get back in, begin the clean out process and the like. Those houses not susceptible to quick repair, finding alternative housing for people, hopefully in an area that is relatively in the community so their kids can keep going to the same schools and so forth.
Borough President Molinaro says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has conducted 17,000 interviews and that about 5,700 Staten Island families have been approved for temporary housing assistance at a cost to FEMA of about $39 million, a figure that's expected to rise. But you have to search far and wide to find anyone that has not been inundated with red tape when trying to apply for that assistance. The story of this man, who asked that we not use his name, is typical.
Oh, the whole house is flooded, 10 feet of water, you know, homeless, pretty much have to stay at the shelter for a little bit. Now I'm staying at my house now, but, you know, no heat, no electric, no hot water.
A lot of people are staying in their houses. They're afraid that if they're not there, they'll be vandalized.
Looters. There's looters in the neighborhood, yeah.
Do you feel that you're getting sufficient help from the government to help you with the situation?
I wish it was more, let me put it that way. You know, wish it was a lot more. Yeah, financially, wish it was a lot more. So far, we didn't get nothing. No financial aid or nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm waiting too. Yeah, I live on Staten. I had a little damage. It's not as bad as people on this side, but I had a porch that's hanging. I don't even know if I should stay in the house, and they haven't even come to look at it.
FEMA didn't come yet. My insurance company came today, thank God. And that's it. FEMA, I don't know when they're going to come. They didn't tell me. They don't say. They didn't call me. So I just got to wait because I think they're going to give some financial help. I hope. You know, so far nothing. So now I just, stayed at the high school for a little while, the evacuation center. Yesterday and the day before, I was at my own house because it's warm out. You know, but still no heat, no electric, no hot water. And what are you going to do? It's a bad situation all around. People died in my neighborhood. The volunteers are fantastic. All these volunteers giving out the food, the water, clothes, everything. They don't believe the city didn't do nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Bloomberg and all those up, they didn't do a damn thing. Nothing.
At the news conference, it was clear there is tension between the Staten Island Borough President, who's a Republican, and the Obama administration's Janet Napolitano. The secretary began describing efforts to bring FEMA trailers into the picture, but was interrupted by the borough president. Here's that exchange.
Some mobile housing units, I think 40 or 50 already are coming into the general area. I don't know specifically where. But now that process is really well underway, and it's working with the boroughs, the borough presidents, and the housing task force can tell us where we're going to put that temporary housing.
We don't need mobile housing. We have it under control, and we have a meeting tomorrow with the city. We have sufficient apartments for people that have to go in for temporary housing. And most of the people that we've spoken to on the South Shore said, you get me back my energy, I don't need to go anyplace but stay here. We don't need temporary. We have 170 rooms in a brand new hotel that's just built. And we have another 200 rooms in Bailey Seaton, which we're using right now. And we have up in Mount Marisa. We have sufficient. Between the need and what we have, it's sufficient. We don't need mobile homes.
It is a theme repeated across much of Staten Island. Give us electricity, we can take care of ourselves. Many hurricane victims we've spoken with over the past 2 weeks look at government promises of help with jaundiced eyes. They'll take what they can get, but rebuild with or without assistance.
Excuse me, sir. With the WBAI radio, just talking to people about how they're doing. How you doing?
I'm sorry, I speak English very, very little.
It sounds pretty good to me. How are things for you?
I live in Robin Road, and a level water upper than street doors, my apartment.
Up three floors?
Yeah, water, this level. Mm.
Did you lose everything? Were you able to save anything?
I go to my friend. Before
the water came.
For Sandy, yes. And come back. No, I lost everything.
And he said he looks forward to rebuilding. On another front, express bus service from Staten Island to Manhattan was restored today with the partial reopening of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And many hurricane victims were relieved to learn of the rejection of a plan to temporarily house the newly homeless in the shutdown Arthur Kill State Prison. According to the borough president, that proposal is off the table. For WBAI News, this is Jose Santiago reporting from Staten Island.